Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, January 12th. Currently with fair skies, it is 4 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is northwest at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.82. The dew point is minus 2 degrees, and the current wind chill is minus 11 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Law enforcement in Riley County is celebrating its 50th anniversary of consolidation in the area. Roxanne Stewart has the details.
The department kicked off its 50th anniversary year with an evening of speakers, including Mayor Wynn Butler and the current director of law enforcement, Brian Peet. 13 News reports former Riley County Police Department Director Brad Schoen says a lot of the credit for the success of the consolidation goes to former Director Alvin Johnson, who was at the helm when the consolidation occurred. Schoen said the effects of Johnson's leadership were both impactful and long-lasting for the public. The department will host other events celebrating the anniversary throughout the year. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Well, cold weather this weekend. Lee Richardson Zoo in Garden City announced it will close this weekend due to the dangerously low temperatures and wind chills that are expected. Employees will still be at the zoo to make sure the animals are safe. The Garden City Zoo will be closed from Saturday, January 13th through Monday, January 15th. Wind chills will be dangerously cold. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows drought appears to have partly eased in Kansas. In January 2023, the majority of Kansas was experiencing extreme to exceptional drought. However, data shows that while drought conditions still exist across much of Kansas, the majority of the state is no longer experiencing exceptional drought. Portions of western central, southwest, and south central Kansas are experiencing no drought, while the rest of the state is seeing abnormally dry to severe drought. And only Graham and Rooks counties in northwest Kansas are still experiencing extreme drought. Rain and storms in spring and summer helped ease drought conditions in southwest and west central Kansas, though NOAA expects drought conditions to persist over much of the state through March. A large variety of data is used to create the drought monitor, including satellite data, not just rain or snowfall totals. Experts from the National Drought Mitigation Center at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture then author the weekly drought monitor. To view drought conditions by county or across the United States, you can visit droughtmonitor.unl.edu. On Thursday, the state's budget director, Adam Proffitt, laid out Governor Kelly's vision for how Kansas should be spending your tax dollars and ways the state can better utilize its budget surplus. Following her State of the State address on Wednesday, Governor Kelly is presenting state lawmakers her plan on how to pay for some of her proposals, including education funding, as the governor is once again asking lawmakers to add nearly $75 million a year to special education funding for the next 5 years, and her plan for Medicaid expansion. Nearly $1 billion of the current surplus from federal funds would be used under the budget to pay for things like fixing up aging buildings, paying off state debts, and investing in housing and roads. And Proffitt said that this would save money for Kansans in the long run. The Kansas Department of Transportation has reopened both directions of I-70 between Waukenee and Russell after the interstate was closed because of whiteout conditions and crashes blocking the driving lanes last night. Accumulating snowfall and strong winds are continuing to cause snow-packed and icy roadways, and motorists are advised to slow down, use caution, and be prepared for rapidly changing conditions. For the latest information on road closures and conditions, you can visit candrive.gov or call 511 in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Transportation has shared tips on coats and car seats, saying that it's important to remember that bulky materials can lead to a loose-fitting car seat harness. They said to instead use lightweight layers and blankets to keep your littlest passenger safe and warm while traveling. The Kansas Department of Transportation shared tips that include that after the child is secure in the car seat, turn their coat around and pull their arms through the holes like a blanket. Consider a lightweight sweater and a stocking cap, and after fastening the safety harness, simply tuck a blanket over them to keep them warm. They added that as a general rule, winter coats shouldn't be worn underneath the harness of a car seat because a bulky coat can result in the harness being too loose to be effective. For more information on child passenger safety, you can visit the Kansas Traffic Safety Resource Office website at ktsro.org/child-passenger-safety. Local chapters of nonprofit organizations based or operating in Kansas that actively promote wildlife conservation and the hunting and fishing heritage may still apply for commissioned big game permits by this Monday, January 15th. Kansas's draw one of seven special big game permits from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, which can then be sold to raise funding for conservation-based projects. Seven winners will be drawn at the Commission's January 25, 2024 public meeting, and applicants need not be present to win. One elk, one antelope, or up to seven deer permits are issued each year, depending on the applicant's preference. Deer permits are either species, either sex, and are valid statewide during any season with legal equipment for that season, and they don't count against other big game permits that the license holder is eligible for. For more information, you can contact Sheila Kimmis at 620-672-0702. In Nebraska news, a volunteer fire department in central Nebraska is thanking other departments for their assistance in fighting a fire during a blizzard. Several agencies from central Nebraska came to the aid of the Cairo Volunteer Fire Department on Monday afternoon in a rural area about 4 miles southeast of town, and the fire happened after several inches of snow had already accumulated and as more snow was falling. Driving conditions for assisting agencies were poor, as wind gusts around 40 miles per hour made visibility a challenge. According to a social media post, the response was made easier by having an irrigation well half of a mile away that had been fitted with numerous valves to allow tankers to fill up quickly. The post said the elevator was a total loss, though it didn't specify if there were any injuries, and area agencies have not responded to requests for more details. In the post, the Cairo Volunteer Fire Department thanked the Wood River Fire and Rescue Department, the Alda Volunteer Fire Department, and the Grand Island Rural Fire Department for their quick response. A Hastings meatpacking plant is being forced to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to workers who a judge says were unfairly denied compensation. A U.S. District Court judge issued a consent judgment in late December ordering Noah's Ark Processors, LLC, which does business as WR Reserve in Hastings, to pay their workers for pre- and post-shift work that happened between September 2021 and February 2023. And according to a news release, the U.S. Department of Labor has since recovered $230,000 for 545 workers. The release said that the company paid workers when they started task work on a gang shift on the kill, offal, fabrication, and kosher floors. However, the company didn't pay workers for several minutes a day spent donning and removing protecting gear and equipment cleaning time, so the judge ruled that violated the Fair Labor Standards Act. Wage and Hour Division District Director Marietta Taylor said the federal court's ruling reinforces that employers must pay their workers for time preparing for and completing shift work, because these compensable top minutes each day add up to real dollars in workers' pockets. She said many of the workers in this case may not have understood their rights under federal wage laws, where it is the legal responsibility of employers to pay workers all their earned wages and provide wage information in a language understood by the employee. WR Reserve is in the midst of planning a $43 million addition to its plant and the expansion is expected to add up to 40 new jobs and build an 11,000-square-foot addition onto the current 82,000-square-foot facility. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton's Blue Jay head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to update on the wrestlers and their upcoming meets.
I'm here with head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman. Coach, last week was a pretty busy week for you. Fortunately, you got to stay home and host a duel on Friday against Weld Central. That was a win for the Blue Jays. Why don't we talk a little bit about that duel?
I was really happy with the way the boys performed coming off of Christmas break. Most of the matches where they were supposed to be tough matchups, we were very dominant. So I was very happy with the way that we wrestled, and we were very dominant for pretty much the whole duel. I think it was like 70-12. So I was really happy with the way the boys performed.
Then it was Saturday as you host the J.R. Durham Invitational Wrestling Tournament, boys and girls, and also the junior varsity. So a lot of wrestlers in town. The boys finished fourth, and the girls also finished fourth. Why don't you tell us about the tournament?
Tournament was tough. I was really happy with the way we competed for the most part. I mean, some people had some rough days, but for the most part, we competed very well. Had some guys beat some people that they'd never beat before. Like Cadence Greason beat the Smith Center girl for the first time, and she was very dominant. I think we were up 14-3 when we pinned her, so I was really happy for her. That earned her the Wrestler of the Week on the girls' side, and then Logan Willauer had never met up with the Franklin boy from Smith Center and ended up pulling away 6-2, I believe, in the finals to be a J.R. Durham champion and get one of those really cool brackets that they like to get. So that earned him the Varsity Boys Wrestler of the Week. So I was really happy with the way we competed overall. There was some real tough competition there.
Now, the Blue Jays were sitting, as in the boys' division, was sitting around 7th and 8th most of the day. Quite a few points scored in the back door. Again, two champions, though. What do you happen to mention anything to the boys of how to maybe stay into the top four?
We talk a lot about moving forward and staying focused, even when we get upset or we lose one maybe we shouldn't. We talk a lot about staying focused and looking at the next one. That way we can look at the film later and focus on what we did wrong or what happened. But in the moment, we've got to stay focused and be ready to move forward. That way we can keep scoring points and working for the team.
Of course, you were back and forth with the boys and the girls wrestling at East Campus. But any other than Cadence, did you feel that some of the girls were progressing well?
I really feel that they are. A lot of them showed a lot of growth. Dally Braun pinned a state qualifier who was almost a state placer 2 years ago in the first period, just went out, threw her down, turned her two or three times, and then finally got the fall. Had a rough match in the finals. I think she fell short by a point, but she wrestled really well. Kenya wrestled really well. The girls are showing lots and lots of growth as a group, so it's great to see them start applying some of those moves that they're seeing in practice.
Coach, it doesn't get any easier for you this week as you travel down to Newton, Kansas for the Tournament of Champions down there. A large tournament, I believe 28, 30 teams that will be there. Norton, always one of the smaller ones. Why don't you talk about that tournament that's going to be on Friday and Saturday?
That tournament is always very brutal, and it's good for us to see that level of competition. I think it's really good for us to prepare us for the end of the year. That way we kind of know the area, like the competition, how to compete at that high level and be able to bounce back, because you're not always going to win those close ones. You're going to have a few that you drop, and we don't want to go to regionals without being unbattled or untested or not having a tough match that we came away with a victory on.
But also on Friday, you're going to send a split squad down to Hayes High in the boys' a junior varsity tournament. And what do you know about that tournament?
This is our first year going there. It's a pretty good JV tournament. There's some big schools there, so there will be a lot of kids there. They typically try to split them by ability level, so I had to put in criteria for each kid. And so we should get matches at our level. We're sending 8 kids to Newton, so the other 12 are going to Hayes to get some good matches in. That way we're getting quality matches at the level that we're at.
Of course, that will start at 3 o'clock at Hayes High. And on Saturday, you're turning around and sending a squad of girls to Hayes High for a 9 o'clock tournament.
Yes. So this used to be combined with the JV tournament. They always have the Junior Prairie Classic or the Girls Prairie Classic the week before their really big tournament they call the Prairie Classic. And the girls tournament grew so fast that they split it to a Friday-Saturday format. So this will be a big tournament for the girls, kind of get the feel of that, hopefully like a regional or a state feel, so we can kind of start adjusting to the nerves and the jitters and get ready to compete at a high level near the end of the year.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck come Friday when you send squads down to Hayes and to Newton, and then, of course, again, Hayes and Newton on Saturday. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Brockelman, and good luck to all of the wrestlers in their meets this weekend. Mass of Christian Burial for Alvin Mapes, 90 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, January 13th, at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Norton, and an interment will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Friday, January 12th, at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, and a rosary and wake service will follow at 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be given to the Knights of Columbus or St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church and sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left for the family at plummergopper.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having sloppy joe, homemade bun, corn, sweet potato tots, peaches, and milk. And for Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded beef patty, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 17 and a wind chill value as low as minus 14 with a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance of snow before 4 a.m., then a chance of flurries between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. with increasing clouds and a low around minus 5 with wind chill values as low as minus 20. With a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour after midnight, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny and cold, with a steady temperature around minus 2 and wind chill values as low as minus 27, and it should be blustery on Saturday with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around minus 15 and wind chill values as low as minus 31. On Sunday, there's a 30% chance of snow showers, mainly after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy and cold with a high near 1. And on Sunday night, there's a chance of snow showers before 7 p.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 1 a.m. Should be mostly cloudy with a low around minus 13. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, there's a 20% chance of snow showers. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and cold with a high near 3. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 21. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 36. And on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 31. Currently, with fair skies, it is 4 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is northwest at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.82. The dew point is minus 2 degrees. And the current wind chill is minus 11 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 824.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Dan Lucero. There have only been two games worth of Big 12 conference basketball play, and there already are only three unbeaten teams remaining. And one of them is going to lose on Saturday in Lubbock as 2-0 Texas Tech hosts 2-0 Kansas State. It's a matchup of former assistants to Baylor coach Scott Drew as Jerome Tang leads Kansas State down to Lubbock to face Grant McCasland in his first year as the Red Raider head coach. K-State is hoping to build on their Tuesday road win at West Virginia and go to 2-0 on the road and 3-0 overall. Tip-off on Saturday is 3 p.m. Meanwhile, the third-ranked Kansas Jayhawks are hoping to rebound from the sting of a surprise loss at UCF on Wednesday night. They're back home in a matchup of top 10 teams as number 9 Oklahoma comes calling. Oklahoma also lost Wednesday night to TCU. That game tips at 1 at Allen Fieldhouse. KIN Sports, I'm Dan Lucero.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
County Hospital and Medical Clinic are your partners in making health a priority in the new year. Team up with your primary care provider to tackle concerns, plan preventative screenings, and elevate your overall well-being. From family and internal medicine to emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, and rehabilitation, we've got you covered at every stage of life. Discover our services and meet our dedicated team online. Your journey to a healthier you starts here.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets. Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's start off with your weather forecast.
An area of low pressure is advancing across the central and southern plains. It will stick with us before making its move further eastward today. Meanwhile, moisture is wrapping around a low pressure system positioned across southwest Missouri that is pulling in some light snow and a wintry mix across parts of the state. Arctic air quickly building in behind that from the north, with temperatures tumbling today into the double digits down to teens, eventually single digits on Monday, a little bit of a warm-up Tuesday and Wednesday, but still very cold for this time of year. A few disturbances arrive this weekend. The best chance of snow will be in central Kansas. A wind chill warning goes into effect for northwestern Kansas with today's high in the mid-20s. North central Kansas, light snow this morning, windy and cold. Temperatures falling into the teens. Today's high 12 in northeast Kansas. Wind chills a concern in southwestern Kansas. Today's high in the low 30s. Partly cloudy this morning, clearing in 25 in south central Kansas. And in the southeastern part of the state, today's high in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. A huge amount of reports from USDA coming out this morning. Grain markets positioning themselves slightly higher. March corn up 3/4 of a penny, 458.5. May up a half penny, 470.25. December up 3/4 of a penny, 490.5. March beans up 7 and 1243.5. May up 6 3/4, 1254.75. November up 5 3/4, 1212.75, with the January contracts expiring at noon. Kansas City wheat March up 2 1/4, 618.25. And a quarter, May up 2 at 623 and a quarter. July is now down 1/4 of a penny, 625 and a quarter. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 159 points at 37,768. Crude oil up 253 a barrel, and the dollar index is up 24 cents. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.